You have to forgive me. For a little guy, I sweat a lot. So I did have a noble thought that I was going to bring that anyway. And thanks, President Al, for touching on everything I had in my notes. That's always exciting. But anyway, the McCarthy Hall groundbreaking. Thank you so much for the invitation and allowing me to be here. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a long process. Some of you have been through the trips to the legislature and pounding your head against the wall, even when Robinson was there. Hi, Larry. But Larry did lots of work, even after he retired from his senatorial duties, to make things like this happen. And it seems like just yesterday when we were over there breaking ground for the Center for the Arts. But so thank you to the legislature, Higher Board of Education, and all their involvement in supporting and funding this wonderful project. And thank you to all who helped with the cost share of $2 million. I know that's been covered, but it is critical, because it doesn't sound like much when they tell you that they'll give you this money and it's an 80-20 cost share. It sounds really good till you get into the millions, and all of a sudden your cost share is pretty significant. But education through VCSU and Valley City Public Schools has been and is a long, critical culture of Valley City. Think about the people you know from here who went to Valley City Public Schools, came to university, have gone out, made names for themselves, and it's largely due to the university and all of you folks who are here are involved in making the buildings what they are, making the grounds what they are, and you as educational staffers alike. VCSU and Valley City Public Schools are integral faces of the Valley City community. Without places like this, we don't have lots of people living here. So anything we can do with the university, anything we can do with the high school, makes for a drawing card for people looking for places to live. And that the two of them are faces of our community. VCSU is certainly a face of education in North Dakota. We have something over 1,500 alumni represented serving schools throughout North Dakota. We graduate more people in education than any other school in the state. That's significant, and can be proud of that. Adding this beautiful McCarthy Hall project, facilities will be more efficient, and this versus this will be appealing to the eye, and we'll still have the great staff that makes it happen. Former Senator Rich Wardner said Valley City State is one of the few universities that has stuck to and polished its mission assigned by the Higher Ed Board. We can be proud of that as well. And Representative Sanford will tell you that when he was at Grand Forks Public Schools, that he always had good fortune with teachers from Valley City State. So going forward, I believe VCSU will continue growing its mission and growing its educators, grooming its educators, and it takes a team. And so all of you who were involved, and on behalf of our community, Valley City and its citizens, congratulations, and thank you for all you do.